I'm John with Signs of Life, the essence of Pink Floyd. We are performing a show at Jilly's Saturday, November 5th. Show starts at 9, doors open at 8. Tickets are available at Jilly's, as well as Matt Castruzzi Auto Mall, and on the website at signsoffloyd.com.
Now, you've been in Dayton before performing with Pink's Acoustic Pulse, which is sort of an offshoot of Signs of Life. What if people came to the Pink's Acoustic Pulse show, what's going to be different about what they're going to see at the Signs of Life show?
Well, the Pink's Acoustic Pulse is more of an acoustic orchestral thing with strings, acoustic guitar, classical guitar, that sort of thing. The Signs of Life show is a full-blown multimedia concert experience with the video screen and the lasers and lights and all that sort of thing. It's a bit longer show. It still reaches into the early Pink Floyd material as well as the latter Pink Floyd material, but it's more of a concert, more what you'd expect with a Pink Floyd show, the full-blown experience. It's done with a very sense of British restraint. We're not an American hard rock band trying to take on the music of Pink Floyd. It's more of a restrained reverence for the Pink Floyd material.
When you started putting this show together, how do you even begin to tackle something like that with music and visuals, multimedia, you know, a light show? What was your process in putting this together?
Well, it is something that can kind of get out of hand because the lights can dominate the video and then the video can overwhelm the lyrics. So every show is different, so I make a master list of what the show is going to be, a set list, and then try to, each show has its own taper and ebb and flow, and then we pick songs where we're trying to highlight a particular musical passage, maybe using dramatic lighting effects, or if there's a particular soloist on a given song, we'll use lighting to address that. There might be a central message in some of the songs that we're trying to accompany video, so the video ties in with the lyrical content of what's happening. But it's a show by show thing. I try to pick. We typically do a 2.5 to 3 hour show, which is somewhere between 24 and 28 songs. And we just try to have a flow to the show. So that's, you know, it's kind of done like a storyboard, like a, not unlike trying to do a mini movie. You have a beginning, middle, and an end, and you're trying to take the listener, or the audience in this case, on a kind of a journey, and there should be an arc or a taper to the show.
This sounds very theatrical. Do you have any background in theater?
I don't. I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan, and when I was doing research for this particular band, I was really impressed with some of the bands that were attempting the Pink Floyd tribute presentation. But one thing that struck me is that a lot of these guys were very comfortable playing in an American rock and roll mentality. So while the music sounded great, you know, oftentimes I would see members of the band like leaning up against each other and kind of hamming it up for the audience, and a guitar player might go down on his knees for a solo or so. It's just kind of a very drawing a lot of attention to themselves. So I thought that we could take a lot more of a restrained approach and really have the lights and the video and the music present itself and try to really not introduce any of the musicians' personalities into the fold. But I don't have any theater background other than just being a huge fan of Pink Floyd, and anybody that's been a fan for a while can't be influenced by Roger Waters' sense of theater. There's 8 musicians, 2 female vocalists, 6 musicians. Then we have 4 technical folks, which we have 2 video guys. One of the guys is the overall production designer. And then we have a sound guy and a light guy. And both the sound and our lighting technician are from Indianapolis. And then we have people behind the scenes that are involved. My wife is involved in putting together the band website, and she's a designer, and she does all the artwork for the posters and that sort of thing. So we're, you know, 8 musicians, 4 technical guys. Some of our bigger shows will have a 1/3 scale Spitfire plane that crashes into the side of the stage. So we have a couple guys that are responsible for that. So all told, we're probably looking at upwards of 12 people.
it would be very easy to take a show like this and make it the same every time.
Right, right.
Or, you know, make it basically the same and just adapt, you know, say, don't do the plane, it's smaller.
Yeah.
Why have you chosen to make it a unique experience every time?
Well, I feel like if people, especially when you're in the early phases of being in a band, we're in this for the long haul, and the first couple of years are very crucial that people don't dismiss your show as, oh, okay, I've seen them once. They do the same thing every time. They play the same songs. We like to surprise people. We like to continue to stretch ourselves because over the course of the Pink Floyd's recording career from 1966 until 1994, there was a huge four phases, I would say, in that particular process, or four different chapters of their musical songwriting. So we try to address different eras of that particular body of work in the best way that we can.
As far as gathering all the people together to make this happen, was it, how did this project come about? Was it, you know, a group of friends who all shared a mutual love for a band?
Well, I was, there's some guys from Dayton that are in a Steely Dan tribute band called Asia, Adam Wheeler and Steve Langlo, who are good friends, and I was in that band with them and really enjoyed the experience of playing. Steely Dan's another favorite band of mine, and I felt a calling or a pull to do something on a grander scale as far as a theatrical show, and Pink Floyd is the reason I played music. They were my main inspiration, so I set out to, you know, put together a show like this, and I contacted some musicians. I had a short wish list of folks, and it evolved over the first 6 to 9 months. It was a difficult process because a lot of people that were really good musicians who may have underestimated the scope of the Pink Floyd material thought, oh, this wouldn't be any problem at all. I've been playing Pink Floyd all my life, only to find out it's very difficult because it's very orchestral and it's very easy for a very talented musician to overplay. That's the one thing about the Pink Floyd material, is that there's a lot of space in the songs and you have to give it room to breathe, and it's very easy as a really gifted musician to overdo it. So it's been a long process, but I had the initial idea for this in late 08, and we did our first show in April of 2009 at the 20th Century Theater.
In Dayton, we're seeing a lot more folks taking, you know, what is just a rock show,
right,
band on stage,
yeah,
playing their material,
yeah,
and adding theatricality to it. You know, people doing variety shows, people doing like what you're doing.
Right.
What do you think that adds to the experience of going out for a night of music?
Well, I think we're living in a world where there's so many things vying for our attention, and there's a certain inertia that will keep somebody away from seeing a show because there's so much entertainment right in the palm of their hand with an iPad or an iPhone, whatever the Apple product is, and they want something exciting. You can see so many exciting things out there that you have to do something a little bit more interesting and a little bit more varied than the standard show. I feel like, you know, we're living in a time where it's just not enough to be a great musician and just expect people to... there are exceptions to that, but generally speaking, I think people want to... they want to be moved somehow. They, you know, whether that's, you know, in a way of laughter, like, wow, that was fun, like kind of maybe a Frank Zappa type thing where there's humor introduced into it, or they want a really rich theatrical thing like early Genesis or Peter Gabriel or even Pink Floyd, you know.